AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says tariffs could hurt Americans.
We may have short-term some a little pain, and people understand that. But long-term, the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world. We have deficits with almost every country. Not every country, but almost.
Tariffs kick in tomorrow against Canada, Mexico, and China. The president is also claiming Canada would cease to exist without its trade surplus with the U.S. Elon Musk says the U.S. Agency for International Development is on the cusp of being shut down. Musk has been wrestling for control of the agency in recent days. On a night when the recording industry paid tribute to victims and first responders of the Los Angeles wildfires, at the Grammys, Beyoncé won her first Album of the Year Grammy for Cowboy Carter.
I'd like to thank and acknowledge and praise all of the firefighters for keeping us safe. I just feel very full and very honored.
LA firefighters announced the award for Beyoncé. Among the artists speaking to fire victims was Diana Ross.
You are not alone. We stand with you. My heart reaches out to you.
Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for his track Not Like Us. So far, the remains of 55 of the 67 people have been found from the collision near Washington, D.C., of an American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. Colonel Francis Pera with the Army Corps of Engineers says it's a difficult process.
Should any remains be found during our process, an automatic work stoppage happens, and we will definitely begin the proper coordination with the appropriate authorities. So reuniting those lost in the tragic incident is really what keeps us all going. We've got teams that have been working this effort since the beginning.
2 weeks after the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel took effect, aid is flooding in to the Gaza Strip. This is AP News. The leader of the World Health Organization is asking for help to keep the U.S. from leaving the group.
WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a closed-door meeting with diplomats this week that the U.S. will be hurt by a lack of access to critical information about global disease outbreaks. Here he is addressing those diplomats in sound of the meeting obtained by the AP.
But the other thing that we shouldn't forget is, apart from resource mobilization, efficiency gains, which we have started even before this happened, still investing in bringing the U.S. back will be very important. And on that, I think all of you can play a role.
A confidential budget document showed WHO's Health Emergencies Program has a heavy reliance on American cash, and that emergency operations in the Middle East, Ukraine, and Sudan would be affected the most. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.